Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. On this fourth and final day of the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, a protest march against the nominee, as Donald Trump prepares to accept the presidential nomination tonight, an anti-Trump march started at the Hope Memorial Bridge, one of two rallies scheduled against the candidate today. Chanting "Love Trump's hate," dozens of people marched through the streets carrying signs. Numerous police were present. Police say 23 people have been arrested this week, including 18 during a melee near the convention hall yesterday when a protester tried to burn an American flag. Delegates to the Republican convention get to hear from not one but two billionaires tonight. NPR's Scott Horsley reports Silicon Valley investor Peter Thiel is addressing the convention not long before GOP nominee Donald Trump.
Thiel's the co-founder of PayPal, who multiplied his fortune as an early investor in Facebook. He's been in the news lately for bankrolling the lawsuit filed by Hulk Hogan against a media company that published a sex tape of the professional wrestler. Thiel's been critical of such privacy violations since he was outed by a sister publication as a gay man. Thiel's inclusion on the speaker's list is touted by some Republicans as a sign of Donald Trump's openness towards the LGBT community, despite provisions in the GOP platform seen as hostile to gays. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Cleveland.
The U.S. government in a number of states took action today to block two giant health insurance mergers. As NPR's John Itzke explains, federal and state officials believe the pending mergers will hurt consumers.
The U.S. Justice Department and state governments have filed suit in U.S. District Court to block Anthem's acquisition of Cigna and Aetna's purchase of Humana. Attorney General Loretta Lynch said if the mergers were to take place, competition to provide consumers more affordable insurance and better care would be harmed.
These mergers may indeed increase the profits of Aetna and Anthem, but they would do so at the expense of consumers, employers, and health professionals across the country.
The mergers would reduce the number of large insurers in the U.S. from five to just three. Aetna and Humana say they will vigorously defend their deal in court. Anthem said the government suit is misguided. John Itzke, NPR News, Washington.
The National Basketball Association is the latest big entity to pull out of an event in North Carolina over a state law requiring transgender persons to use restrooms corresponding to the sex listed on their birth certificates. In a statement today, the NBA is saying because of objections to the law, it's moving the 2017 All-Star Game out of the city of Charlotte. More than 200 companies, CEOs, and other business leaders have signed a letter calling for a full repeal of the law. North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory issued a statement blasting the NBA's decision, attacking what he called the sports and entertainment elite and the liberal media for misrepresenting the law. On Wall Street today, stocks closed lower. The Dow was down 77 points. The Nasdaq fell 16 points today. You're listening to NPR. According to the Paris prosecutor, it now appears the truck driver who killed 84 people and injured many more on a beachfront promenade in Nice, France, had help. Prosecutor Francois Mullins, saying that 31-year-old Mohamed Bilal had accomplices and had been plotting the attack for months. The French prosecutor, whose offices oversee terrorism investigations, says five suspects currently in custody are facing preliminary terrorism charges in connection with the incident. Investigators say Bilal's cell phone shows searches and photos indicating he'd been studying the area since 2015. A new beer industry initiative is about to make it tougher to ignore the number of calories in your brew. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports leading beer makers will begin posting calories and other information on bottles and cans.
Unlike federal regulations that require food companies to list nutrition information on labels, there's no such requirement for most alcoholic beverages. But the Beer Institute, a trade group that includes industry leaders Anheuser-Busch, Miller Coors, and Heineken USA, is pushing for more transparency. Participating brewers will soon list calories, carbs, and alcohol content on bottles and cans. The Institute says six beer companies that together produce about 80% of the beer sold in the U.S. have agreed to follow the new voluntary standards. The craft brewing industry says it supports transparency in labeling, but these labels may not be financially feasible for some smaller breweries. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
Crude oil futures prices closed higher today. Oil up 29 cents a barrel, ending the session at $44.94 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.